It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we're going to list music and interviews with the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll chat with Nick Ryan about his band's new music video, crank the latest from the new Bardos and Kodiak, and we'll check in with Scott Savage of Aloha Monkey, their Jersey rock debut. But first, let's get off the show with the latest from Dinosaur Islands. Their new album, Sticker Famous, is out now. Here's Never Leaving Here on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
All the things I wanna be, they slip further away from me. And as my youth becomes my past, I turn to questions left unasked. You say you're wanting something. What do you want? You say you're wanting something. What have you got? Cause you're never leaving here. Yeah, you're never leaving here. Still stuck in the same old town.
Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new album, Sticker Famous, is available now on all streaming platforms. Learn more at DinosaurEyelidsNJ.com. Joining us over the phone is Nick Ryan of Nick Ryan and the Mess. Their debut single, Waiting, the video for that is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week up at WRAT.com. Nick, thanks for calling in.
Dude, thank you so much for having me, as always.
Oh, dude, it's a pleasure. And let me thank you for the absolutely killer performance you turned in on our Jersey Rock Home Showcase back on Thursday.
Hey, man, that was so much fun. You know, it's cool that although we're Jordan and I were technically apart, the music still comes together, and it's still the mess. It's still the magic of the mess.
Yeah, it was awesome, it was definitely not a mess, so to speak, though, even though it was the mess. It was tight, it was clean, it was awesome, and it's up at facebook.com/95.9therat for anyone who missed it. And, of course, on Friday, you premiered the video for Waiting. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. So that was so much fun to put together and everything, and, you know, I'm so glad of, you know, how it's doing right now, too. And, hey, man, you're the executive producer on it, too. So this whole idea came on the last call I had with you, and, you know, we were talking a little bit. But it's, you know, it paints a picture of how quarantine is going for a lot of people right now, especially, you know, young 20-somethings who their whole life was going out and doing things. And, you know, I know with me and the rest of the bandmates, it was always go, go, go. So Miss Sydney Miller did a fantastic performance as the actress in this. And, you know, she's pretty much trying to find her purpose again inside the confines of her house. And the whole band comes in on almost what looks like a Zoom meeting. I ain't going to say too much about it. I'd love for all you to watch it. But I'm so proud of how it came out, brother.
Hell yeah, it was awesome. Thank you for the executive producer credit on that. Yeah, that song, you've had it for a while. I believe it's a hit. And, you know, I just had some notes for you. I had an idea, and I think that was the last time I had you on the podcast. I brought this up to you, and you guys ran with it hard. Who shot this and put it together? Who is that?
So the guy that did my carousel video way back when with the machines, Dan Saulnier, who is an absolute genius. I hit him up right after we got off the phone that night, thinking that he would be like, you know, no, I'm not going to do this. You know, I'd rather shoot for the stars on my first call. But he was so in, and he's like, you know what, man, work's a little dull right now, so let's do this. And, man, the way he directed from a remote, completely remote, he lives in North Jersey. You know, it was almost as if he was hands-on the entire time. And what he did with the band's GoPro footage, oh my goodness, man, it looks like big cameras. But I give him so much credit because he took our idea and just completely brought it to life. And no amount of thanks in the world would be able to suffice for what he did.
Yeah, it came out so well. I love it. Again, you can find it up at WRAT.com on the Jersey Rock page. And what's the URL for your YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/Nick Ryan and The Mess.
And if somebody wants to score this track, where can they get it?
You can find it on Spotify under Nick Ryan and The Mess, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube now, all your streaming platforms, and everywhere you could buy music online.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about you and Jordan on the Jersey Rock Home Showcase and how much of a killer performance that was. But you guys are going to go further into this. You're working on some online videos?
Yes, sir. The same way we shot Waiting, we all got together on a Zoom meeting a couple weeks ago. And we're just going to do a bunch of songs that we've made our own and a bunch of our originals, too, that we've got some live arrangements for. And edit some video content together, and it gives me the chance to use some of my new studio gear, too. You know, just some kind of cool stuff that we haven't done yet. And a lot of really cool covers that you'd be shocked that we're doing.
Well, I can't wait to see it. What's the best way to keep track of everything that Nick Ryan and The Mess are doing?
Follow us on Facebook, Nick Ryan and The Mess, or on Instagram, Nick Ryan and The Mess as well. Or my website, Nick Ryan PSCore, that's PIESCOR.com.
Nick Ryan of Nick Ryan and The Mess. Their video for Waiting is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week at WRAT.com. Nick, thank you so much for calling in.
Tom, thank you as always, brother.
Same here, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Nick Ryan and The Mess with Waiting on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
She says, never can work out that well. My life just ain't a fairy tale. Been chasing that silver line. Keeps getting further and further every time. Red, red lights looking for a life. Someday love will come with no price. Happily ever never comes around. Ties are too used to rocky ground. She's waiting.
but you locked yourself up anyway. Photographs keep collecting dust of what could it be, but never was. She's waiting, waiting on the end, waiting on the end. She's waiting, waiting on the end, waiting on the end. She don't pay no head to tie. Years and years won't change her mind. She's waiting, waiting on another goodbye.
Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check it out.
With their rendition of Yummy, Yummy, Yummy on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their new cover album, Already Been Chewed. Check it out at bongoboyrecords.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Joining us over the phone is Scott Savage. Scott, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem, Tom. Great to talk to you.
It's always awesome talking to you. Normally, we have you on to talk about King's Level One, but today you're on to talk about your other band, Aloha Monkey. Tell us about that group.
Well, I'll tell you, Aloha Monkey, it's a totally different vibe. We're your type of shore band that you see playing up and down the coast here in Ocean and Monmouth County. Lots of fun, lots of great fans come out to see us, and it's just great, the camaraderie also with many of the other bands in the local area. Lots of talent.
Oh, hell yeah, there is. And, you know, here we are. It's Memorial Day weekend, the summer season, the unofficial start of the summer season, and things aren't looking too great for bands of your nature. What's the current outlook for you guys?
Yeah, well, I guess we're kind of like everyone right now. We're a bit in a holding pattern. Our calendar back in January was pretty much completely booked for the year. I mean, every weekend, pretty much with a couple breaks here and there. And, you know, we're unfortunately in this holding pattern until we find out what's going on. We are starting to try to promote. Our feeling is that we might see some more private parties and such going on this year than we will see with the public venues that we're used to playing.
If someone would like to reach out to you, like once more of the restrictions are lifted and somebody wants to throw something this July, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to get a hold of us is you can go to our website, AlohaMonkeyBand.com, or even better, you look us up on Facebook, Aloha Monkey Band. All of our contact information is there. You can text us. You can see if we're available for a booking and such. But, you know, as I said, you know, right now we're all kind of in a holding pattern, but we're hopeful.
It's a good way to be. Always, keep an eye out. You know, I think Gotts loves to say that the windshield is a lot bigger than the rearview mirror. And, you know,
yeah,
I think that's
absolutely
good. And that's, you know, we're rocking an original tune by you guys, but you guys do a lot of covers as well. Tell us, like, what people normally hear in a set from Aloha Monkey?
Yeah, you come out and see Aloha Monkey, you're going to hear a lot of, good party music, maybe some island music, some reggae, some country, some rock, some pop. We're a pretty big mix, but we'd like to get the people moving and having fun and hanging out all night long. I think that's what's made us very popular with some of the shore bars.
And I love the title of the track we're about to rock. It's perfect for this time of year. Tell us about Beers at the Beach.
Well, I'll tell you, with this lockdown that we've had, I've always written a lot of material with my other band, and I started writing a song, and I wanted to write a song that was kind of hopeful and looking forward to the summer. And you're really just, you know, I'm your typical shore clam digger. I grew up in Point Pleasant, and you know, a lot of the lyrics and such you know, reflect, you know, the things that have gone on in all of our lives that are used to living in this area. I'm really excited to have the song coming out.
And is this song available, like, for download anywhere?
Absolutely. It came out on the 23rd. It's available on all your music retailers, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. We'd love you to hear it. We do have a video out on Facebook that we did as a promotion for the song. So give us a like on Facebook. You could see it there or download it.
Scott Savage of Aloha Monkey, his other band, King's Level One, as well. They have a brand new track out, Beers at the Beach. We're about to rock it. Scott, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tom. And Tom, once again, I really appreciate everything you do for music in this area.
Well, I appreciate talking to great musicians like yourself, sir. Thank you for calling in. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Aloha Monkey with Beers at the Beach on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Summertime is near, vacation dreaming for a month or tank tops on. Just packed up the cooler to bring it along to a rendezvous to see the dawn. Another year, and we're all here. Strumming and humming, not a cloud in the sky. Tropical sand, open a can. Is it the beach?
Cheers!
Let's do them high. Relaxing and laughing for a week or two. Waves all calm. Just boozing and cruising. And Uber it down to a pub or two. We'll dance to a song. Another year, and we're all here. Slide. Spending all my money, 'cause I'm in my honey. He's at the beach,
cheers!
Raise them high. Cats for dinner, just me and you.
Saturday,
rocking at midnight until a quarter past two.
Sunday,
party goes on till we don't know who is who.
Oh yeah.
Them high. Beers at the beach.
Cheers!
Hoist them high. Beers at the beach.
Cheers!
Hoist them high.
Hey, this is Pete Majani of Kodiak, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm not afraid to
Kodiak with Alone on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at KodiakBand.com. And check this out. Kodiak will perform on the Jersey Rock Home Showcase this June. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. at Facebook.com/95.9TheRat, we'll bring you a different home performance from a local artist. This week, it's Joe P. of Deal Casino. The Jersey Rock Home Showcase is powered by Yuengling. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.